Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Whitehill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNeely for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to third for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball four. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Betancourt. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Betancourt steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Shang reaches second base with a double. Betancourt scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schult is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Hargrave and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Mainisch scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. McManus reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubner hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and scores. McManus tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Betancourt moves to third. Shang moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt scores. Shang moves to third. McNeely moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shang tags and scores. McNeely tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Lil Stoner now pitching. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Betancourt tags and moves to third. Shang tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. Shang drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warner out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Gehringer moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Betancourt for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 4 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brannon bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brannon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-5, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.